It was awesome. I was not going to read, but Amanda came all the way from Milwaukee, and so now I'm going to read. Yay! Thank you for showing up, Amanda. All right, I'm going to read three poems. I guess they're all interconnected. The history of the world begins with violence. Let there be light. And there was the first separation. Heaven on one and earth opposite. One world above, another below. What was the world before God's wizardry? The Bible claims it was formless and empty, and then suddenly there were trees, land, trampling animals with their hunger, the trees that bore them good fruit. Imagine the agony of the branch to form the seed, the pain the seed endures to flower. I'm moving too fast here, aren't I? There is a terrible sound the grass makes when our feet flatten it. But this is too much to think about, isn't it? On those first days, there was so much good. Good seeds, good fruits, good livestock, good lands. It was all good. First, there was God, and God was alone and lonely and submersed in neither dark nor light. Before that first day, it was just God, who had a name or didn't, who couldn't yet imagine the waters would be covered in coal ash or perfluorocarboxylic acid, a word I imagine God must have stuffed in that knowledge tree with all the other evidences of violence. But I moved too fast. The land, the water, that came after the first day. On the first day, there was just God floating above the water, alone and lonely, with images of animals and fruits in the head, and Adam soon to be bred. It's hard to imagine loving God of the Bible, such an impossible figure floating, and yes, ethereal, lodged so firmly in our minds. O God, we lament, why hast thou forsaken us? O God, isn't that just the funniest thing ever? O God, I'm coming, I'm coming. O God, at other times we ask if God is alive, if God is listening, if God loves us, why tsunami, why drought, why wildflowers, why flood, why hurricane, why tornado, why typhoon, why is the Arctic melting, why is the Great Barrier Reef stressed out, why did Mount Nevado del Ruiz wake after 2 decades of slumber, where is this God of the Bible, O God, O God, O God, are you here, it's me. It's me, it's me. And on the fifth day, God created the whales, later destroyed in a novel about the unbearable whiteness of being. A white whale in foamy white waters, prodded at by white men upon a ship with white sails. God's awe, we like to call them. Jonah, we say, to add shock to his story, was swallowed by a whale. But really, it was just a big fish, unsignified, and frankly merciful. 3 days plus 3 nights, Jonah squatted in the belly of hell, safe and sound from all sorrow except his own, I reckon. I should make some allusion to ships and slavery, the Middle Passage, but all I can think about is hashtag white people and Jonah's unviolent story and the great white whale's violent one. You see, can't you? One story begins and ends with brown people seeking justice, forsaking God to return to the goodness of Genesis. And one story begins and ends with white people plotting the slaughter of something greater than them, a dream of superiority. Perhaps I should back off from talking race in these times of post-racial mythology and pre-truth and pre-Trump and post-dupe. And God said it was all good. It was all good. It was all supposed to be good.
Bishop. Patricia Spears Jones joins us from Brooklyn, not New York City, from Brooklyn. And Patricia's been with us since 2008. Since 2008. And been a very, very important part of the group and continues to be a leader. I sort of inherited this from my late wife, Patricia Monahan. And so people talk about these names and awards and applications for residencies. And I'm just so pleased to hear the accomplishments that people have. And now I forget what the names are. Patricia won some giant award this year, didn't you? You won several. What's the name?
Jackson.
Right, right. And really has been laboring in the vineyards for years and years and years. And I think has been increasingly recognized. And at this point, I think has really... she's not any different, but I think the world has come around to see her as a talented and contributing artist who really has a lot to say. Patricia.
Thank